Next on Culture Shock, we're bringing you our new occasional quirky corner, where we'll meet a new idea or person that's flitting around the suburbs of mainstream culture. Jenny Trowdery is an American student and inventor. Amongst her inventions are a popularity dialer. It's a web-enabled service that allows you to pre-program a time when your mobile phone will call you, say in the middle of a business meeting or perhaps a date, to make you look impressive. Jenny works with fellow student Corey Forsyth, her collaborator, and they're now, I'm very glad to say, both on the line from the United States. Hello to you both.
Hello. Okay.
Now, Jenny, this popularity dialer, what kind of a sad mind thought this one up? Describe the situations in which you felt the need to be telephoned by a machine.
Well, when I was single, I used to always have friends call me midway through the date, just in case I needed to be bailed out. But a big problem was that they always forgot. So... that was one of the reasons that I decided to make this project.
Right, so I mean, basically, you were going on dates with appallingly inappropriate people. Is this... Couldn't you just set your alarm on your telephone? I mean, that can make a sound like a phone call.
I didn't feel like that was convincing enough, and also it was nice to sort of have somebody on the other line to engage with and. Give a real reason to exit the date.
Corey, quickly, describe this technology for us.
Well, we're using... Part of the way that we kind of came up with it is at the time at the school, at grad school, there were a lot of people doing stuff with computers that could call phones and kind of the ways of interacting with that technology. It's called VoIP, Voice over IP, and we just contracted with a VoIP provider and set up a server, and then we kind of connected the two. That's how it works.
Okay, well, let's just see how this works. We have an example of this for people out there, our audience to listen to, and indeed for me to try right here on Culture Shock by way of illustration. Here we go. Hello?
Well, you got time to talk?
Yeah,
I've got a moment. Where are you at right now?
I'm in the middle of an interview with the BBC.
Any good?
This is...
Well, I don't know. Well, I was out with the guys. You want to come out later?
Yeah, could do.
All right, well, we're going to be there at 11. Are you going to be there? Should I tell them?
Well, I'm in the middle of a date right now. I'm not sure if now's the time.
What do you got going on this weekend?
I'd love to join you, but I'm actually making a radio program. Okay, listen, that was me having a go at that. what do you make of this? I mean, is this selling like hotcakes in the States?
When we originally launched it, overnight, I think, it just kind of spread virally, and the first month it just kind of went crazy, and we must have had, you know, tens and thousands of calls just that first month alone. We've had over 250,000 calls go out since it launched.
What about some of your other inventions? The portable phone booth, this is one that caught my eye.
Yeah, well, I was feeling nostalgic for the privacy that phone booths afforded, and also sort of the standing still and really paying attention to people on the other end of the phone. So I decided to bring phone booths back, but in a portable fashion.
Right. So you just sort of put something over your head, effectively, and this gives you privacy in the middle of a street?
Yes. It's not over your head. It's over your whole body. And you carry it around like a backpack, and you erect it when you need to make a phone call.
And it's soundproofed.
It's not quite soundproof, but in New York City, it does the trick.
What do you do when you put up one of these things in the middle of the street in New York City? What do people presumably look at you slightly askance, don't they?
Sometimes that happens. I've also had people knock on the booth, or sort of mime knocking. It's made out of cloth, so can't really knock, but ask me to hurry up so that they can use it.
Now, Puffin Pony, I love this one. This is a pink, fluffy horse. Yeah, I've been through all of them. This is a pink, fluffy horse that sits on your shoulder and it wheezes and shakes its head when you pull out a cigarette. This is for all of those people giving up smoking.
Yeah, that was a quick hack that I did for a class called Wearable Computing, where I basically hacked two toys together. It was like a My Little Pony and like this like wheezing bunny. And so I didn't know what to do with it, but at the time I was sort of struggling with nicotine addiction. And so I had cigarettes, and somehow all of these materials manifested themselves into this smoking My Little Pony.
So you've got a cute, cuddly horse with a tracheotomy. That really
yes.
is cute. Well, listen, guys, it's been great to talk to you. Jenny Chowdhury and Corey Forsyth, thank you very much for joining us on the line there from the States.
Okay,
Martin,
thank you.
Martin Raymond, people are just doing it themselves with innovations nowadays, it seems.
This is bizarre. I think what you're seeing here, certainly, is this whole, in the 80s, you had the inflatable passenger syndrome, where somebody designed an inflatable passenger that you put into your car when you were lonely, or when you wanted to convince people that you were driving with a stronger, more masculine person. And I think what she has done here cleverly is identified all of those social occasions where you need something, what Hitchcock called the MacGuffin, something that would make you talk to other people. So thinking about the phone ringing, actually, I'm betting the story isn't in the interruption. It's explaining people what the phone is really about. It's a conversational throwout. Time-lapse lighting, the other thing that people used to do, in your house, the light would come on and off.
Right, to deter burglars, right.
Yeah. And I think really what she's doing is pinpointing those moments now that are about social things we have removed, the telephone box, the interrupted phone call, and just bringing them back in a more humorous way. But really, it's giving you a bridge to talk to people in a different circumstance.
So what you're saying there with the phone call is it's not that you're going to use it on dates to get you out of the date. It's kind of going to become a talking point
with the person you're going on the date with. It is a talking point. And I think really, when you look at her website, a lot of the tricks and ideas on it are really about drawing attention to yourself in a humorous way. And also, I think, pointing to social things that have happened or social things that we start noticing that she wants to kind of talk more about or make a comment on. So it's not just about the technology. I think it's about our changing relationship with technology and also how technology isolates. And a lot of the things she's designed are about bringing people back into the equation again.
Fascinating stuff. Martin Raymond, thank you very much indeed. That's it for now, but you can visit our website, bbcworldservice.com. Look for Culture Shock in the radio programmes menu there, where you can also hear us again for 7 days after the radio broadcast. From me, Ed Butler, the backroom team here, Simon Pitts and Kate Adair, thank you very much for listening.